Continuing to read in John chapter 19, we're down to verse 4. Yesterday we discussed verse 3, where they smote him. These soldiers smote him with their hands after they had put a crown on his head of thorns, and they had given him or placed upon him a purple robe, and then they began to slap and mock him because he had claimed to be the king of the Jews, which of course he really is. Then in verse 4, Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you that you may know that I find no fault in him. Pilate was still hoping that the Jews would be satisfied with the beating and with the mocking that the soldiers had given him, and they would say, that's enough, then that's fine, that's good, he's been punished now, maybe he'll leave us alone, maybe he'll go away. They could have done that, but they didn't. Then he came forth and said, I find no fault in him, and they paid that absolutely no attention. Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate saith unto him, Behold the man, behold the man. Just look at this man. Here he is. How can he be any threat to you whatsoever? Now Pilate was thinking secularly. He was certainly thinking about kingdoms, earthly kingdoms. He was thinking about power, political power upon this earth. And after beating Jesus and putting a crown of thorn on his head, mocking him, and the soldiers having beaten him and smiting him on the face, bringing him forth and showing this bloody character standing there before them, he thought, surely they'll be satisfied with this. But let's see what their reaction was. When the chief priest, therefore, and others saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him! Crucify him! And Pilate saith unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. That's the third time Pilate said, I find no fault in him. And yet he still said, You take him and crucify him. He gave them the authority and sent soldiers along, so it was a Roman crucifixion. And he gave them the authority to carry out this crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, even though he could find no fault in him. Well, as you know, Pilate tried to wash that blood from his hands. You know, Pilate took a basin of water and tried to wash the blood off of his hands symbolically, as we all know, but it didn't work, and it won't work for you. It will not work for you. The blood of Jesus Christ is on the hands of every sinner. He died to pay for every sin that had ever been or would ever be committed upon this earth. He died for you and for my sins and for your sins. And it makes no difference how much we might try with a basin of water, whether it be baptismal water, whether it be a water from the font of sprinkling, whether it be water from the running creek in the mountains of West Virginia, whether it be the water poured from a baptismal font in some sort of a hierarchy church, my dear friend, water will not wash away the blood and the sin and the condemnation of sin that is upon every person who rejects the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Lord. So, washing his hands in a basin of water, symbolically trying to wash away the blood and disclaim guilt, he was just as guilty as anyone else, for he had the authority, he had the sole authority of turning Jesus loose and freeing him, but he did not, and he certainly could not wash away that blood of the Lord Jesus Christ from off his hands. He could not, and neither will you in all eternity, with all your religion upon this earth, or with all your suffering forever in hell. You will never wash away the blood of guilt from your hands by rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ and turning him down. Now, we continue to read, and they cried out, Crucify him, crucify him. Now, you and I know, because we've read the Bible, we've got a revealed word of God, you and I know that this was the plan God had before the foundation of the world, that Jesus Christ be crucified, not that he be stoned. You see, had this happened at the time when Israel did not have the power of execution. They did not have that power. They were under the Roman government. They could not carry out an execution. And if they had carried out an execution, it would have been stoning. That was their way of execution. They would stone the person, take them outside the city. People would pick up the stones and keep throwing the stones at them and hitting them until finally they killed them. That was their form of execution. So the Lord planned it so that Rome would be in charge, for it was Rome's plan of execution to crucify, to take a post and with cross arms and nail the victim to that cross and extend that cross up and set it up and let the person hang there until they died. A very vicious and a very cruel death. One of the most horrible deaths, I suppose, that there has ever been. And so, before the foundation of the world, it had been decided by God, the Trinity, that Jesus Christ would come, that he would suffer for the sins of the world on the cross. It had been predicted so. There are examples pointing to that and figures and types pointing to that throughout the Old Testament. All the way through, we find the tree. We find Elisha cutting down a tree to purify the waters. We find in a number of cases in the Old Testament where the tree is mentioned. And so Jesus hung on the tree. The Bible says he bore our sins in his body on the tree. So it was necessary that he be crucified. And I'll stop off right here just long enough to say there are those who say that Jesus suffered in hell, in the fires of hell. And I say to you, he did not suffer in the fires of hell. He did not. There are a number of reasons that could not be so. I don't have time to get into all of them, but the main one is the scripture says he paid for our sins in his body on the tree. Now he did go into Hades where the saints were in the heart of this earth. And that's the same word translated hell in the English Bible. But it is not the fire side of hell. It was the paradise side of hell where all the saints were. Jesus did go there and he did deliver them from that position. But he suffered on the cross for our sins. The pent up, full wrath of a holy God was poured out on the Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary. Your sins, my sins, all sins were poured out on him. He paid for all sin on Calvary, on the cross. And so this is planned by God. Therefore, the people carried it out, not knowing that they were carrying out the plan of God, not realizing that they were going to fulfill the scripture that Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me." They did not realize that they were fulfilling that statement, but they did. They wanted him crucified according to the Roman way of execution. Well, it was accomplished, and praise God, his going to the cross brought my salvation so that I can now be born again, saved by his marvelous grace.